Good morning. I'd like to call the Senate Health and Social Services Committee to order. The time is 11:13 a.m., April 6, 2013. I'm joined today by Senator Kelly, Senator Machicki, and myself, Stedman. We've got one bill on the agenda today and one confirmation hearing, Senate Bill 87, Newborn Screening for Heart Defects, and then we're going to follow that up with a confirmation hearing for Dr. Grant Roeder, the governor's appointee to the State Medical Board. First up, Senate Bill 87 by Senator Machicki regarding newborn screening for heart defects. This is the second hearing on this bill. We've heard it for the first time the 1st of April. The intent today is to bring the bill back for the purposes of adopting a committee substitute and look to the will of the committee. Senator Machicki, may I have a motion to adopt committee substitute version Y?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to adopt CS for Senate Bill number 87.
Version Y.
Version Y.
And I'll object for explanation. And Senator Machicki, could you please tell us the changes of the CS?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we changed a few things. Primarily, this bill now is expanded to require the pulse oximetry screening not only for newborns born at birthing facilities, but also all attended births. The delayed effective date will apply to providers attending fewer than 20 births per year. We didn't want to put a burden on the smaller facilities. Most of them have the equipment, but we gave them until 2016 to comply. The zero fiscal note represents the fact that the Department of Health and Social Services has agreed that they have the facilities needed to essentially account for the reporting system and following up on the intervention treatment. And I'm sorry. So essentially what they'll be collecting is the number of screenings conducted and the result of those screenings. They'll conduct the data collection and reporting within its existing structure with no additional costs. Those are the changes, Mr. Chairman.
And has there been any concerns brought to your office on the CS?
I have heard no concerns. I've gotten nothing but support for the bill. The only concerns that were brought to us is if we did require burdensome reporting, that we might have some resistance. That's not the reason we removed it. We removed it because I see little value in it. The value in this is to make sure that we are testing newborns for, again, that $5 test that will give an early indication if they've got a heart issue.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. Any further objection to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, we have adopted version Y as our working documents. Do the committee members have any questions on version Y? Seeing none, we have there's one new zero fiscal note from the Department of Health and Social Services. We previously held public testimony, and that is closed. Any other concerns? Department have any concerns? Anybody coming forward? May I have a motion, will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would move CS for Senate Bill number 87, version Y, from committee with recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll move the bill from committee, the next committee referral. Next up, Dr. Grant Roeder, governor's appointee to the State Medical Board. Dr. Roeder, please introduce yourself for the record. Tell us why you'd like to be appointed to the board, and that would be appreciated.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Grant Roeder. I am a physician currently practicing in Anchorage and have been so for the last 12 years. My expertise is in the field of pain management. I've acted as a consultant to state Medicaid regarding prescription opioid dosing, and I've been a physician mentor for the state medical board. A significant number of public safety issues that come before the state medical board pertain to prescription opioids. I would like to assist the state medical board in carrying out its laws and regulations governing medical practice, the practice of medicine in Alaska, including licensing decisions and, when necessary, disciplinary actions against physicians or those who violate the licensing laws. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. Have any questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you, Doctor, for taking the time today and expressing your interest. We will forward your name on for full review and to the legislature. That concludes our meeting today. We will post on BASIS if we're to have another meeting between now and the end of the session. I think we pretty much have emptied out the committee. I'd like to thank the committee for their hard work, and we are adjourned.